今天要读的经文是在新约圣经希伯来书四章十四到十六节。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。感谢神。
Good morning，
各位早。
Thank you for your welcome today。
谢谢你今天给我的欢迎。
You can see my Mandarin is very very good。
你看到我的普通话讲得非常好。
You will just notice an echo.
你刚才听到就是刚才我讲话的回音。
Isn't it wonderful to be in church?
来到教会是不是很奇妙？
And to know that we are here worshiping God together.
能够知道我们大家这一时能够敬拜神。
As Mike, our worship leader, in the service just before,said we worship one true God.
就在刚才我们在英文的聚会里面讲的，就是我们就是敬拜一位神。
The world has many gods with a small g.
在这个世界上面有很多叫神，但是它的英文的用的是那个很小的字母。
In the English language, there is only one God with a capital G.
在英文的字典里面就只有一位，就是真正的神，就是我们敬拜的这位神。
And here we are together worshiping one God.
我们在这里就在同在一起来那个敬拜一位神。
Today I have the privilege to preach. I will preach in English and thank you, David, who will preach in Mandarin. So you have two preachers today.
今天你们我用英文来讲到，就透过那个翻译。
When he came, I said, "Do you have your sermon ready?"
刚才我们见面的时候，我问他你的那个讲道已经准备好没有
？And he gives good answer. My heart is ready. Sermon will come.
我的回应就是我的心已经在了，那个讲道的经文都会来了。
So today I want us to look at something that is a huge privilege, a big privilege for us as Christians.
这个今天我们会跟大家分享我们作为一个基督徒一个好处。
Our privilege is that Jesus Christ is our high priest.
我们能够得到的好处就是耶稣就是我们的尊荣的大祭司。
The major job of the priest is to facilitate worship, to enable God's people to come before God and have communication.And conversation.
作为一个大祭司，他的主要的功用就是能够把人带到神面前来，跟神有沟通，有对话。
To bring an offering of worship, and also to find strength and encouragement and healing and power.
同时间，我们也把在神面前呢，就敬拜和呢在神里面能够找到能力和鼓励，还有力量。
And Jesus Christ does these things for us.
耶稣基督就为我们完成了这个事情。
He has bridged the gap between us and God and has made a way for us to come before God and to worship Him.
耶稣基督就成为我们一道桥，把我们带到主面前来。
I think it's going to be helpful for us if I back up a little bit.And we see what the role of the priest was in the Old Testament.
首先我们就从回到那个旧约的时代，看看当时的祭司有什么功用。
As Christians, the Old Testament teaching is incredibly important, very important to us.
作为基督徒，旧约的教训对我们来讲是非常的重要。
It's full of great learning.
里面有很多教训。
We find out who God is in the Old Testament and what His plan for us is.
在旧约，我们能够明白神是谁，然后也是帮助我们来到了解那个神。
So we get a lot of our understanding of God from the Old Testament.
我们从旧约能够明白很多关于神的事情。
It's good for us to see the priestly ministry in the Old Testament, to get a picture of how Jesus went about his priestly ministry.
从旧约的祭司的职分，我们就能够能够帮助我们了解耶稣给我们的帮助。
After leading his people out of Egypt, God provided them with a detailed description of how he wanted them to worship him.
自从神将那个以色列人带出从埃及带出来以后，领出来以后，神就有很对那个怎么样敬拜他有个很详细的那个指示。
So a significant part of this description was the setting aside of a large group of people. These were known as the tribe of Levi, or the priests.
其中一个很重要的部分就是神从一群人里面就是利未族的人拣选出来成为祭司的。
So their job was to serve the Lord in his tabernacle, which would later become his temple.
他们的工作就是在会幕里面敬拜神，这个会幕后来就是圣殿。
So the role was to offer the sacrifices brought by the people, and amongst some other duties, the sacrifices really were the very most important thing.
就是他们那个祭祀的功用就是将人带到神前面的祭品帮助人向神来敬拜奉献。
So the people would bring offerings of grain and of animals, give them to the priest, who would then present them to God.
当时的人就将那个粮食还有动物就带到祭司，由祭司呢就帮助他们代替他们献祭。
So a simple way to put that is the responsibility of the priest was to present the people before God.
很简单的讲就是祭司就将人带到神面前来了。
So they functioned as like a go-between or a mediator. What's your word for mediator?
他的功用就是好像一个中介或者是一个调停人。调停人。
Yeah.Like an intercessor.
就是
调停人。
或者是代言。
That's a very simplistic overview.
这个一个很简单的那个看法。
But I think it's enough to enable us now to focus on Jesus.
但是呢这个能够帮助我们能够把我们的集中在耶稣前面。
Because he has a current role.
因为耶稣现在就是担当这个角色。
So I want to read again, which is on that next slide. You want me to trigger that one? There it is.
那我们再把经文再重新的读一次。
And you read it with me. I'll say it in English, but you will be able to see it there. Therefore, since we have a great high priest,who has ascended into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us,in our time of need.
经文就是我们既然有了一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的度这道，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为了得年虚蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So now this is three times that we have read these three verses.
今天我们这三节经文已经读了三次了。
It's very, very important for us.
这个是很重要。
Not just today, every day.
不单只是今天，而且是每一天。
The verses introduce the next five chapters of the book of Hebrews.
这几句经文就作为以后五章那个希伯来书 以后五章的一个引言。
If you're a student of the Bible, or even if you are not, I encourage you today to read through to chapter 11. Start at chapter 1 of Hebrews, and read Hebrews all the way through if you can.
如果你是神学生，或者是你我就建议你从希伯来书第一章读到第十一章。
Very good teaching for our heart and our mind.
是对我们的那个心灵非常好的一个教训。
And particularly about Jesus, our high priest.
尤其是关于耶稣我们尊荣的大祭司。
You get a much more complete picture than I can give you this morning if you read these Bible passages together.
今天我所讲的，如果你们能够再深入的去读的话呢，对你们的帮助更大。
But today I want to concentrate on these three verses which give us six descriptions of Jesus our priest.
今天我就集中在这三段的经文其中有六个对耶稣大祭司的形容。
And two, absolutely, I'm going to say amazing, spectacular, fantastic. That's my English.
另外下面呢就有两个非常重要而且是奇妙的那个教导。
So, two really good things that come out for us because Jesus is our high priest.
就由于耶稣明白耶稣是我们的大祭司其中我们就会明白两个非常重要的教导。
So, in that really brief background that I gave you just before, I didn't mention that out of the entire group of priests, one was chosen for a unique role.
在以上我提到的几个很简单的引言里面，我就带出一个很重要的，在很多大祭司的中间有一个特别尊荣的大祭司。
So we have a number of priests, the tribe of Levi, with lots of different duties, but one high priest.
在那个利未族里面有很多的祭司，他们都有不同的功用，但是只有一个是尊荣的大祭司。
And this man had special additional responsibilities.
这个人他有特别的那个任务。
The one that I want to concentrate on for our teaching today is the annual duty of the high priest on behalf of all of God's people.
其中一个很大的那个责任，这个位大祭司他的责任就是每一年都有一次来做一件事。
This is the Day of Atonement, or what we know to be called Yom Kippur, one day each year.
这一天在我们叫做 Yom Kippur, 就是叫圣经里面就是说赎罪日。
We find this in Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, chapter 16.
在利未记的圣经里面，利未记的十六章就有这样讲。
This describes the responsibility of the high priest on this day.
在利未记里十六章里面就提到这位大祭司的那个作用。
With the overall purpose being that on this one day, all of the sins of God's people would be remembered and atoned for.
就在这一天，就是赎罪日的这一天，很重要的一件事，每一年就是这一天，所有神的子民，他们的所犯的罪都会在纪念，但是同时间呢，也是已经赎罪了。
That's why Yom Kippur translates into Day of Atonement.
So Yom Kippur 就在翻成赎罪日。
Part of his duties on that day was to take two goats.
当天就有要准备两只那个山羊。
To sacrifice one and on the other to place all the sins of God's people.
其中的一头就是要宰掉。另外那一头呢就用来把所有人犯的罪都放在他的身上面。
I'm the goat.
我是山羊。
He would place his hands on the head of the goat and recite out aloud all the wicked and rebellious sins of the people of Israel.
就像我是那个代表我的这头山羊。 那个大祭司就会把他手按在那个山羊的头上面，就把人犯的罪所有的念读出来，然后就也是把他赎罪了。
Then the goat was known as the scapegoat.
这个羊就是叫代罪羔羊。
Would be led out into the desert and released.
这一头羔羊呢就会放到旷野。
So you can imagine that the people understood this as the goat carrying away all the sins.
所以当时人的理解就是这一头山羊就把他们的罪带走。
When that was done, the high priest was allowed to enter into the most holy place, the Holy of Holies.
当这完成以后呢，这个大祭司就能够进入这个至圣所。
So he would enter the very place where God dwelt.
这个至圣所是神住的地方。
And there he would make sacrifices for the sins of the people.
在哪里他就带所有神的子民来献祭。
This was the only day entrance to the Holy of Holies was allowed.
这是每一年的只有这一天能够进到那个至圣所。
And the high priest was the only one person who could do that.
大祭司就是唯一的一个人能够进去的。
Now we travel to the New Testament.
好了，我们到新约的时候。
This is what Jesus does.
这个就是耶稣的所能做的。
He made atonement or provision for our sin in a way that no sacrifice or scapegoat could ever do.
他就是担当了这个功用，就是帮我们赎罪，这个是代罪羔羊不能做的。
He is our Lord, our sacrifice.
他是我们的敬拜牺牲的那个主。
The second thing I see, we'll say more about that in a moment, but the second thing I see in this passage is the important part. He has gone through the heavens.
另外一个很重要的，第二个比重要的，我们要知道的，他已经升入高天。
It's most likely a reference to Jesus' ascension into heaven following his resurrection.
这个是代表耶稣复活以后的升天。
And this is found, the story of this is found in Acts chapter 1.
在这个事情就在那个使徒行传第一章里面有记载。
It parallels the part where the high priest went into the Holy of Holies and the idea that Jesus left us and went into the presence of God.
这个就好像那个旧约的时候这个大祭司进到那个至圣所，就像耶稣离开这个世界升到那个天上面来。
Just like the high priest left the side of the people when he went into the Holy of Holies.
就像那个当时的大祭司离开群众进入那个至圣所。
All of that is good theological learning.
那个是在神学里面一个非常好的那个练习。
But what we must take into our heart is the uniqueness of Jesus.
但是我们要记住的这个就是耶稣的独特性。
And the fact that Jesus alone is God.
我们要知道唯有耶稣是神。
And so we see that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以我们要明白耶稣是神的儿子。
And it's interesting in this passage, we said it was important for us.
很重要的在这个经文里面这一段是非常的重要。
But the author of Hebrews wants us to know without any question,that Jesus is the Son of God.
希伯来书的作者他希望我们很清楚地明白就是耶稣就是神的儿子。
And so he clarifies that Jesus is our high priest.
他就很清楚地注明这个耶稣就是那个大祭司。
States it very clearly and directly.
很清楚很直接地就告诉了我们。
So I ask you a question, who is our high priest?
我就问你谁是我们的大祭司。
Easy answer, Jesus.
答案很容易，就是耶稣。
He is able to sympathize with our weaknesses.
同时间，耶稣也能够懂得同情我们的软弱。
Verse 13 tells us that our high priest, Jesus, can identify with us.
就在经文里面就讲到了，就是作为大祭司，他认同我们。
He understands us.
他明白我们。
And because of that fact, sympathizes with our weaknesses.
同时间也体恤我们的软弱。
I want to tell you a story to illustrate.
我就用一个例子来显示。
Think of a year three classroom.
我们想象到在那个三年级的那个课堂里面。
For some of you, that's easy. You have children.
你们如果有小孩子的，你就很容易能够进入这个状态。
For others, you need to exercise big memory.
其他的就可能要靠你的记性。
There's this nine-year-old boy.
这个有个九岁的小孩子，男孩子。
Sitting at his desk.
坐在他的椅子上面。
And all of a sudden, there is a puddle between his feet.
突然他撒尿。
And he realizes that the front of his pants is wet.
他的裤裆都湿了。
This little boy is very embarrassed.
他这个小孩子的感觉非常尴尬。
He thinks his heart is going to stop because he can't possibly imagine how this has happened.
他感觉他的心脏停止跳动。
It's never happened before.
这个事情以前完全没有发生过。
And he knows that when the other boys find out, he'll never hear the end of it.
他的知道如果其他的男孩子发现这个情况，他的非常的以后都不用见人了。
And when the girls find out, they'll never speak to him again.
如果其他的女同学发现这个女同学肯定以后不会跟他讲话。
It feels like his heart's about to stop.
他感觉他的心都已经心脏停止了跳动。
So he puts his head down and he prays this prayer.
所以突然他就低头的祷告。
Dear God,
亲爱的神啊。
This is an emergency. I need help now.
这个是很紧急的事，我需要帮助。
He looks up from his prayer.
然后他抬起头来。
And he sees his teacher with a look in her eyes that says that he has been discovered.
那他看到老师的眼光就向着他，就感觉哎呀，这个事情已经有人发现了。
As the teacher comes towards him,
当那个老师一步一步的向前走，
a classmate named Joy is carrying a goldfish bowl that is filled with water.
同一个时间有一个同学叫 Joy 的，他手里面就提着盛在有个金鱼的鱼缸。
Joy trips, of course, in front of the teacher and somehow dumps the goldfish with the bowl into the boy's lap.
那个 Joy 突然就摔倒，然后那个鱼缸和金鱼都全都倒在这个男孩子的裤裆上面去。
The boy pretends to be angry.
这个男孩子就假装很生气。
But what he is thinking is, thank you, Jesus.
但实在他就想感谢耶稣。
Now all of a sudden, the boy is the object of sympathy.
在同一个时间，这个男孩子就成为那个人家对他的同情的对象。
The teacher rushes him downstairs and gives him some fresh shorts to put on.
老师就带他到下面去，给他新的裤子。
When he returns to the classroom, he sees all the children on their hands and knees around his desk cleaning up the goldfish bowl.
回到那个课堂的时候，他就看到其他的同学都帮助他清洁他的位置。
The sympathy is wonderful.
那个同情心真的是非常的奇妙。
The embarrassment that should have been his was transferred to someone else. Joy.
这个有原来他应该是尴尬的，但是那个尴尬就已经转给别人了。
As the day progresses, the sympathy grows better, but Joy's ridicule grows stronger.
但是当日子过了以后，那个情况就比较好。已经改善，但是那个这个 Joy 的那个人家就取笑他了。
At the end of the day, they're waiting for the bus, and Joy has been shunned by the other children.
当天那个他们就同在等那个巴士的时候，其他的同学就在取笑那个 Joy。
The boy walks over to Joy.
那个男孩子就向那个 Joy 走到前面。跟 Joy 讲话。
And he says, Joy, did you do that on purpose? I think you did.
他这个男孩子就问 Joy, 刚才你做的是不是故意的？我感觉你是故意的。
And in a very quiet voice, Joy says,
那个 Joy 很低声的跟这个男孩子讲，
I wet my pants once too.
我以前有吓尿的经验。
Little story.That illustrates.
这个故事就代表
Since Jesus had become fully human,
由于耶稣道成肉身
and as a result had fully entered in and participated with us,
因此呢，就他就活在我们中间
and lived his life amongst us.
他在我们中间来同住。
Jesus, Son of Man, Son of God, can sympathize with our weaknesses.
耶稣作为人的儿子，作为神的儿子，是能够体恤我们的软弱。
He knows what it feels like to stub his toe.
他知道如果我们的脚趾给人家踏的时候什么感觉。
And to be hungry and thirsty.
我们肚子饿，我们口渴的时候怎么感受。
And he knows what it's like to be cold.
他知道怎么是冷。
He knows what it's like to be joyful and to be angry.
他知道怎么是喜乐，什么是生气。
To be sad and to be betrayed by a friend.
如果同时间我们失望的时候，或者是我们被给我们的朋友出卖的时候。
And he knows what it is to be a person of purpose.
他也知道我们作为一个有目的的人的感受。
He knows, he sympathizes, and he understands.
他知道他同情而且是明白。
This is one of the main reasons why I'm convinced that we can and need to have this closeness in relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个就是这个原因，我就跟大家讲，耶稣跟耶稣能够亲近的有什么好处？
We should not keep him at arm's length.
我们不需要跟他保持那个距离。
We don't need space between us and Jesus.
在我们跟耶稣中间不需要有那个空位。
You know, sometimes we feel a bit like he's God, so we can't be close to him.
我们有时候感觉他是神，我们不能亲近他。
He's too different, too holy, too powerful.
他是太特别，太圣洁，他就是跟我们的距离太远。
And our human nature wants us to pull away.
我们人性可能感觉我们要跟耶稣有一个距离。
This point.Tells me the opposite.
这一点就刚好告诉我们情况是相反的。
He sympathizes with our weaknesses.
他体恤我们的软弱。
Jesus understands us.
耶稣明白我们。
So rather than trying to stay distant,
所以我们不应该跟他保持一个距离。
And to keep from him,
也不要也要跟他要远离。
We know in.Fact that we can bring all our issues to him.
我知道我们说可以把我们所有的那个事情带到他了，到前面来。
We can say, Jesus, I am weak in this area.
我们可以跟耶稣讲，我在某方面我是软弱。
And know that his response will be one of compassion and understanding.
我知道，我们可以肯定的知道他的回应是同情和明白。
Not rejection and judgment.
不是拒绝，不是批判。
It's very important to know that we cannot come into the presence, because we have a right to, but because he invites us to.
我们要明白，我们能够到他前面来，是他邀请我们，不是这个特别的什么权利。
And so we come to him in reverence and honor.
所以我们到他前面来是，要保持那个，是一个我们的荣耀。
He has also been tempted in every way.
他也曾受过试探。
Not only does he understand our weaknesses, but he understands our temptations.
不单只他明白我们的软弱，他也明白我们受试探的时候的感受。
He understands, although he has never experienced, he has lived amongst us and seen the effect of temptation upon us.
他知道虽然他没有这个经历，但是呢，他因为由于他活在我们中间，他对我们的感受是充分了解的。
Jesus was tempted, but he has never sinned.
耶稣也曾受过试探，但是呢，他没有犯罪。
And I like to think of it this way.
我就做个比方。
Do you think holiness that Jesus had never sinned, do you think holiness was easy for him?
由于耶稣没有犯过罪，你感觉圣洁是不是对耶稣来讲是不是很容易的事？
My understanding is it was not easy.
我的了解这个是不容易的。
But it is so important for us to know.
但是这个是对我们非常的重要。
That though Jesus was tempted,He did not sin.
虽然耶稣也受过试探，但是他没有犯罪。
Satan tried to get Jesus to come to his side.
撒旦也尝试着把耶稣拉在他一边。
And Jesus made a decision in his heart and in his mind.
耶稣就在他的心里面就做了一个决定。
That he would not obey Satan, that he would only obey his father.
耶稣不会听那个魔鬼的话，他只会听他父神的话。
This makes him qualified to be our high priest.
这样的使到耶稣有资格成为大祭司。
So though Jesus was sinned, he did not sin.
虽然耶稣受过试探，但是他没有犯罪。
But he knows how sin gets to us.
他知道罪怎么能够到能够怎么引诱我们。
He felt its enticement.
他自己也感受到有那个引诱。
Yet his response to those temptations leads us to this last point.
但是他的对那个引诱的那个回应就带到我们的下一点。
Without sin.
他没有犯罪。
The last two points emphasize Jesus' similarity to us.
最后的这两点就是谈到耶稣跟我们有相同的地方。
That in his humanity, Son of Man, he understands us.
作为人子，他明白人的状况。
This number six point,
这个第六点
describes his difference to us.
就指出他跟我们不同的地方。
Though tempted, Jesus did not sin.
虽然受试探，但是耶稣没有犯罪。
I cannot claim this.
我不能这样讲。
We have given in to temptation.
很多时候我们向那个引诱低头。
And rebelled against God.
我们向神反叛。
Yet Jesus resisted the temptation.
但是耶稣能够拒绝这个试探。
And lived a sinless life.
过一个无罪的生活。
Jesus is the real high priest.
耶稣才是真正的大祭司。
Because Jesus was sinless.
由于耶稣是无罪的。
And because he offered himself as a sacrifice for our sin.
由于他也作为我们向神献祭的祭品。
There is an open way for us to come to God.
我们向神的路已经打开了。
So what does this mean for us?
这里对我们有什么教导?
Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
就是讲到就是我们将持定所承认的道。
Have you thought about what it means to hold firmly?
大家有没有想到怎么叫持定?
It means to cling, to grasp tightly without letting go.
就是好像我们要紧紧地把它抓住，不要放手。
I used to live in North Queensland.
我曾经在那个昆士兰省北部生活。
Where it is summer all the time.
在夏天那个是全年都是夏天。
Beijing, I believe, can be quite warm.
北京可能可以很热。
It can also be quite cold.
也可以很冷。
In Cairns, in North Queensland, is never cold.
在坎斯那个永远不会有那个冬天的。
So we have a swimming pool in our yard.
我们家里有一个游泳池。
When my children are younger,
当我的孩子还年轻的时候
and I am teaching them to swim.
我教导他们怎么游泳。
I tell them only ever get in the deep end when dad is there.
我跟他们讲你们在父亲不在旁的时候你不要在水深的地方游泳。
So when I am in the pool, I say to them, jump.
所以当我在水深的地方我教他们跳了。
They have a confidence that dad will catch them.
他们很清楚的有信心的知道父亲会帮他抓住。
But part of the teaching is to show them that they can be jumping in the water, go under the water, and yet still come back up.
其中的一个教训就是他说他们能够从水深的地方跳下去但是他们也可以冒出来的。
To, wave your arms and kick your feet.
然后这手舞足蹈的。
And I will be there if you get into trouble.
他们明白父亲会在他们旁边如果他们一旦有出现的问题。
This is the way that I teach them to swim.
这个是我怎么教导我的小孩子去游泳。
It's interesting that when our little lesson is over,
但是很奇怪的，当我教导完以后
，sometimes before Dad thinks it should be over，
有时候我以为我的教训他们会明白。
They come to where I am，
他们来到我面前。
So in the deep end, I keep walking away from them, but sooner or later, I come to the back of the pool。
那我在那个水深的地方，我就一步一步的向后退。
They are kicking and they follow me。
到最后他们就一直在那个踏水，然后他就跟他随着那个父亲。
Their head is all wet, they've been under the water.
他的头都是湿的，他的头就在水里面。
When they get to me, they hold on.
当那个孩子能够碰到那个父亲的时候，他会牢牢的抓住。
They won't let go.
他们不会放手。
Do you know what it feels like?
你感觉有什么感受吗？
To have a need in your heart to hold on tightly.
在你的心里面有 在心里面能够将神牢牢的抓住。
God has given us a great high priest who will not back away.
神给了我们一个大祭司，他不会离开我们的。
He is there for us to hold on to firmly.
他那个大祭司就在哪里，我们可以牢牢的把他抓住。
And finally,
到最后,
let us approach the throne of grace with confidence.
我们就能够来到那个施恩宝座前。
God has given us His permission, His authority to come to Him.
神容许我们来到他面前来。
Prior to Jesus, the people needed a go-between. They needed a priest.
在耶稣以前，人需要透过一个中介才能到神面前。
In Jesus, this barrier has been removed.
在耶稣里面，这个篱笆已经除掉了。
You may remember the story of the cross.
那你可能记得这个十字架的事。
It was when Jesus gave up his life.
就是耶稣把他的放弃他的生命。
After hours and hours of torture,
经过很长时间的受苦
，they could not kill him, and he gave up his spirit.
他们还没有把他杀掉，但是耶稣就自己放弃那个生命。
Do you remember the story of the curtain?
你明白你记得这个幔子的情况吗
？In the temple, the place where the curtain separated, where the other priests could be, and where only the high priest could go.
在那个圣殿里面有个幔子，就将那个至圣所跟其他的那个圣所里面的其他的地方隔开的。
And the curtain was torn from top to bottom.
当时这个幔子就从由上而下的来裂开。
There's no curtain separating us from the Holy of Holies today.
从哪个时候开始就已经没有篱笆跟将我们跟神隔开。
And the Bible teaches us that we should access God with confidence.
在圣经里面就叫我们就有坦然无惧的来到宝座前。
So we can come to God personally.
我们可以单独的跟神来到神的面前来。
Not at a distance.
不，中间没有距离。
Not even through the priest.
也不用透过大祭司。
But we can come directly.
我们和直接的到神面前来。
I praise God in my heart and my head.
我在我的心我的灵能够荣耀神。
That he has given me this truth.
他给我一个很大的那个礼物。
He has called out my name.
他叫我的名字。
And invited me to come.
邀请我到他面前来。
Just now, quietly.
在这里我们静静的。
Can you think of your name?
你想你的名字。
And you hear the Lord Jesus Christ.
你能够听到耶稣。
He calls your name.
他也叫你的名字。
He looks at you and he sees you personally.
他的眼望着你，向你望着，而且他纪念你。
He sees everyone at one time.
他能够同一个时间看到每一个人。
But his attention is concentrated on you.
他的注意力就放在你身上面来。
And he calls you by name.
他能够叫你的名字。
The Bible teaches us he knows everything there is to know about us.
那圣经里面讲耶稣就清清楚楚的明白我们每一个。
Our Father in heaven knows us better than we know ourselves.
我们的神明白我们比我们对自己的了解更清楚。
He knows our weaknesses, so we may as well own them.
我们他知道我们的软弱，我们就干脆的承认好了。
And express them in honesty to him.
我们就对神来坦然的那诚实。
And allow him to gather us up and strengthen us.
就让人来建立我们。
To hold us tightly.
我们抓住神。
When we reach out,
当我们向神伸手，
he holds on.
他会拿住我们。
This is our Father.
这个是我们的父亲。
Who has provided Jesus as high priest.
也给耶稣做我们大祭司。
I love Jesus.
我爱耶稣。
I respect and honor.
我尊敬耶稣。
He owns my life.
他拥有我的生命。
And he empowers me to be the person I am.
他能够建立我，成为我今天的我。
It is always his strength, not mine.
我们的生活就靠他的力量，不是靠自己的力量。
In the ownership of my weakness is my strength.
我承认我在我们承认我的软弱的时候，就是我的坚强。
Will you bow with me?
愿意我们大家一同
Let us pray.
祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
天父，我感谢你。
We thank you that in your wisdom and in your grace.
我们感谢在你的你有在你的智慧里面，还有在你的恩典里面。
You have extended an invitation to us.
你向我们提一个邀请。
To enter into your presence, into the holy of holies.
能够进入你的身边，也进入你的至圣所。
To come with confidence.
我们坦然无惧的。
That you would teach us.
知道你会教导我们。
That you would hold us firmly.
你会牢牢地抓住我们。
And that you would enable us to grow into the men and the women of God that you've called us to be.
你让我们能够成为，慢慢地能够成为你要求我们能够成为的男的女的。
This is all about you.
这个都是你的事。
And so we declare.
所以我们在你。
That you are the one true God.
在承认你是唯一的真神。
We acknowledge you.
我们承认你。
We confess our sin to you.
我们向你认罪。
We repent.
我们会悔改。
Turn away from our sin.
我们从离开罪。
And we aim to follow you.
我们一生跟随你。
Every day of our life.
每一天，每一天。
In Jesus Christ our Lord we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.